From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. A powerful World War II exhibit at the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park in Clark County is bringing together the stories of Wisconsin-connected bomb crews, prisoners of war, and veterans who witnessed the dawn of the atomic age. This display pairs deeply personal artifacts with hard history, from B-29 missions and POW camps to nuclear testing in the years after the war, alongside a message of peace and remembrance. It's open now through April 1st. We are joined now by Teresa Hebert. She coordinates museum exhibits at the High Ground. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having the story on your station.
I appreciate you being here. I have to wonder, what have visitors said so far about what they're seeing?
We've had a great response from actually visitors of all ages, because it is sort of a wide variety of artifacts and stories, a lot of local stories as well, that we have had people come in that have donated the items and they're so happy to see their family's story on display. Local community members that have come in and they recognize some of the names. And it's been, you get even some of the younger people, they're history buffs, they come in. So you can tell they've had discussions leading up to their visit and that they're able to come here and, you know, carry on that discussion and, you know, learn some interesting facts, also see those personal stories. So it's really sort of a well-rounded experience.
Who are the atomic veterans, and why has their experience often been overlooked?
They've been overlooked because for many decades, they were not allowed, with the threat of being convicted of treason, to talk about their experiences. So technically, the atomic veterans are those that were involved in the atomic testing from the 1940s to, I believe, 1962, even though there was atomic testing beyond that to the 1990s. And they would be those that were involved with the testing, with the cleanup of different areas that the testing had gone on, and also if they were being held prisoner of war in Japan in the areas of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Several men featured were prisoners of war, as you've mentioned. How does the exhibit handle that trauma with honesty while remaining accessible to the public?
We have their stories out, and there's nothing graphic. Like, this is for all ages. There's nothing graphic visually. However, the stories, for adults reading the stories, they will be able to learn what happened to some of the prisoners of war that did not return home. Their stories are pretty horrible. Some of the treatment and the conditions that they were in, they could not survive. And we have artifacts from Carl Nordin, who did survive. He was held for over 3 years in the Japanese prison camps. He did survive, and he was able to bring back a lot of artifacts from his time being held as a prisoner. For those that did not survive, of course, you know, we do not have artifacts from them. One, we do have some photographs that he had sent home before he was captured. And it's very emotional. I find myself attached to when I do exhibits, especially with those local stories from artifacts that have been donated. You find yourself putting yourself in the place of that service member or the family. You know, you also see that these men and women, they were a lot younger than we sometimes think. And the loss to their families is also that loss of that young life and what might have happened, what they may have been able to do and to provide for their communities had they survived. So it's just a full story that we like to share to recognize them and acknowledge their service. And so we don't forget about them, even though, you know, so many decades have gone past. You know, we can remember them as the young person that they were, with all their hopes and dreams as well.
Families played a major role in shaping this exhibit. How does having a family member, like a daughter, tell a veteran story change how history is received?
It really gives you that close connection. It's like you're sitting, you know, sometimes basically at the kitchen table, learning about their loved one. And it puts not only a face to the name, but that person to the name. One thing I just had that stuck in my mind was I was on a Facebook group yesterday for History of the 8th Air Force, and looking at the statistics of those who didn't return. With the bomb groups, some historians say 25% didn't return. And one of the members of the Facebook post wrote on there, "Don't forget, statistics have faces." So that's one thing that happens when we have family members donate their items, that those statistics of that we keep from all the military records and all the history, those statistics have faces. When we are able to sit down with those surviving family members, or maybe even a few generations removed, we not only then have the military history, but we have, oh, they always, raced their car. They loved, good jokes, or they told bad jokes. They loved to fish. That it just gives us, or it reminds us, that every one of these people that you hear in statistics is an actual person with the same, hopes and dreams and, hobbies and bad senses of humor, just like all of us. It also reminds us of the human cost of war, that decisions made, result in real lives being affected. So it does help with the human side of learning about military history, especially here we are in Memorial Park. So our mission is to honor and remember those that served and the sacrifices of their families and communities.
World War II Bomb Crews and Atomic Veterans exhibit is on now until April 1st at the High Ground Museum in Neillsville. Teresa, thank you so much for being here today, and thank you for putting this all together.
Thank you so much.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Siewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.